She fords the stream of the Crusade, making it to the opposite bank and heading back down toward Parkway. The street-wide flood of kids seems strangely removed, as though they themselves are footage. A suggestion of autumn is in the light now, and she wonders where she'll be this winter. Will she be here, in New York? She doesn't know. What is that, to be over 30 and not know where you'll be in a month or two? She reaches a point where the Crusade flows around a stationary drinking knot of Camden's resident revenant alcoholics. They are why Damien had been able to afford to rent here, years before he'd made any money or bought his house. Somewhere nearby is a Victorian doss house, a vast red brick pile of a hostel for the homeless, purpose-built and hideous, and its inhabitants, however individually transitory, have congregated in the high street since the day it first opened. Damien had shown it to her one full moon night out walking. It stood as a bulwark against gentrification, he'd explained. The repurposers, the creators of loft spaces, saw the inhabitants, these units dedicated to the steady-state consumption of fortified lagers and sugary ciders, and turned back. And these defenders stand now drinking amid the children's crusade, rocks in a river of youth. A peaceful people for the most part when their spells weren't on them, but now one, younger perhaps than the others, looks at her out of blue and burning eyes, acetylene and ageless, from the depths of his affliction, and she shivers and hurries on, wondering what it was he'd seen. In Inverness, the market men are locking green-painted shutters across their stalls, closing early, and the place where she'd had breakfast is in full bistro swing, a spill of laughing, drinking children out across the pavement. She walks on, feeling not foreign but alien, made so by this latest advent of something that seems to be infecting everything. Hubertus and trans. "You're not exactly bouncing them back to me, are you? What are you doing over there anyway? Do you know that the Pope is a footage head?" "Well, maybe not the Pope himself, but there's someone in the Vatican running the segments. Turns out that down Brazil way, where folks don't distinguish much between TV, the net, and other stuff anyway, there's some kind of cult around the footage. Or not so much around it as desirous of burning it, since these illiterate but massively video-consumptive folk believe that it is none other than the devil himself who is our auteur. Very strange, and there has apparently been a statement issued to these Brazilians from Rome to the effect that it is the Vatican's business to say which works are the works of Satan, nobody else's. That the matter of the footage is being taken under consideration, and in the meantime, don't mess with the franchise. I wish I'd thought of it myself, just to irritate La Anarchia." She closes Parker Boy's latest, gets up now, and goes into the yellow kitchen, puts the kettle on. "Coffee or tea?"
"I hate the domestication," Donnie had confided once, insofar as he was capable.